Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Andrew from the Star Mail. All right, Andrew, so as you're growing up, obviously prior or maybe before you went into national service, what made you, Andrew, decide you wanted to be a journalist?
I like listening to other people's story.
Right.
And then, so being a journalist is a way that I can connect with different people with different backgrounds,
yep.
And I can listen to their stories, and I can deliver their stories via form of written form or like different yep. ways. Maybe it can be radio or it can be TV. Yeah, yep. But I like to listening to other people's story. That's how I get into it.
So then, I think you said you were in Indonesia over at the Monash.
Malaysia. Yeah.
What made you then decide, I think I'll have a shot at going to Australia? Was it better training over here, or what? Because at some stage you, Andrew, thought, I want to go to Australia.
Yeah.
What prompted that?
So I think my life is not too long. I mean, everyone's life is just maximum maybe 100 years or 120 years.
Yep.
So I want to experience different things in my life, even different countries.
Yep.
And then I went to Malaysia, and there's an opportunity that I can go to Australia. So yep. I just grabbed that opportunity.
When you left home,
yeah.
How old were you when you went to Malaysia? How old were you?
I think I was at 19-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
So how did you feel leaving all your family behind? Because I presume you went to Malaysia by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel as a person now, I'm talking about, turning up in a country where you probably know nobody and your family's all left behind? When you first got there, how did you feel? Because I can't imagine doing that.
At the time, I didn't feel that much. I wasn't like, I was very busy doing this stuff, organizing everything. Yep. But looking back on those times now, I couldn't do it again.
Couldn't you?
I couldn't.
I was wondering that because, let's be honest, it's a pretty big gig to leave parents. And have you got any brothers and sisters in that?
I have one older brother. Yes.
So you leave all them behind and they're all going to do their thing and you've come to Australia. So I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
But then probably you were so excited at the time wanted to do it and never thought back. All right, so you're out here for 2 years. What's one of the highlights of being in Australia? What, is it a big story you broke, or is it you just like the lifestyle, or what? When you go back, and we'll talk about that later on, what's the major thing that's going to stick in your mind for
maybe landscape and the beautiful weather?
Oh, yeah.
So compared to South Korea, Australia is much less polluted, is it?
Yeah, polluted.
Polluted, yes.
Yep.
And then, I can see the blue sky every day, which I cannot do in Korea anymore.
Yep.
So I think beautiful landscape, and then Melbourne has ocean, mountains, valleys, and everything in, like there's everything in Melbourne. So I like those things.
No worries. All right, so now you've got Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Why did you pick that?
Yeah, so this is the song. This is the song that I attended. So Tones and I came to my university, Monash University, for orientation week.
Oh yeah.
So she did a small concert kind of thing, and then I'd never been to any concert. Never. So
is there no concerts over there to go to, or you just never gone to them?
I just never gone to them. I didn't afford it to go there.
Right.
So, yeah. So this is my kind of first concert that I've been able to attend for the very big singer, like popular singer. So this is why I choose this song.
Let's go.
Mind. You know, to stop me, that part I was passing by.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 25 minutes past 12. And at 1 o'clock, we'll hear from Cindy McLeish. And at between 2 and 3, well, we may hear from the police, we may not. Whatever it is, our thoughts and prayers are with them. Andrew, you said just before we went to that song that that was the first concert you're able to afford to go. When you're in the National Service over there, do they pay you or do they just keep you?
So I pay about $300 per month.
You have to pay to be a...
No, I got paid $300.
$300 a month?
Yeah.
Now, in equivalent money, would that buy much? $300 a month?
Pardon? What was that?
Well, were you able to buy much with $300 a month? Like $300 a month, you'd hardly
get
anything.
So we got free... I mean, the equipment, everything, and we've got free meals.
Yep.
And then everything we buy in the military base is tax-free, so which is much cheaper.
Yep.
But for me, like, let's say I got paid, like, $340 per month, then I put $300 into my bank account so that I can save up money for to come Australia.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So I just wonder that, because in some countries I don't know whether they get paid at all. So, all right, so you're out, you've come out here, you've been at university. So how long are you out in Australia for?
How long?
Yeah.
For 3 years.
So when are you due to go back?
Due to go back is October this year.
And that's 3 years are up then?
Yes.
So what do you plan on doing then? Well, let me ask you, first of all, journalism in South Korea, do you have, like us, like a couple of daily papers and then local papers like you've got down
here? So in Korea, local papers are not that big.
Are they?
No. It's only like major papers are big. Yeah. And now even in people just use digital articles. They don't read extra papers.
Yep.
So there's not many papers left.
So when you go back, well, first of all, is the national papers or the daily papers, are they owned by the government? Like, are they really censored or?
No, I don't. Yeah, there's no papers owned by government. There's no censors. Yeah,
because I think North Korea is.
North Korea is.
So in South Korea, when you go back, what are you going to be doing if there's not much in the way of journalism?
So I want to do something different.
Yep.
So I want to find a place that I work for a startup business.
Startup business.
Yes. Yeah. So I want to work on like marketing thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
for marketing for big companies or what?
Just start as a small start, maybe bigger than startup, but not the major company.
Right. So, and you want to help them get started, is that the idea?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, which, now, Fool's Garden, Lemon Tree.
Oh, yes.
Why'd you pick that one?
So this is the song back in my days when I went to like middle school.
Yep.
This is the song that most of the schools have asked students to memorize to study English. So this is one of the assessment.
Yeah.
Singing this song was one of the assessments in English class.
All right, let's listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here in the boring room. It's just another rainy Sunday afternoon. I'm wasting my time, I got nothing to do. I'm hanging around, I'm waiting for you. But nothing ever happens, and I wonder. I'm driving around in my car. I'm driving too fast, I'm driving too far. I'd like to change my point of view. I feel so lonely, I'm waiting for you. But nothing ever happens, and I wonder. I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky, and all that I can see is just past a yellow lemon tree. I'm turning my head up and down. I'm turning, 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 turning around. And all that I can see is just another lemon tree. Sitting here, I miss the power. I'd like to go out, taking a shower. But there's a heavy cloud inside my head. I feel so tired, put myself into bed. Well, nothing ever happens, and I wonder. Isolation is not good for me. Isolation, I don't want to sit on a lemon tree. I'm stepping around in the desert of joy. Maybe anyhow I'll get another toy. And everything will happen, and you wonder. I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky. And all that I can see is just another lemon tree. Turning my head up and down, turning, 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 turning around. And all that I can see is just a yellow lemon tree. And I wonder, wonder, I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky. And all that I can see, and all that I can see, and all that I can see, just a yellow lemon tree.
So, Kim, you mentioned there being in Andrew, you were on another track. Andrew, you talked about being in middle school. So, in Korea, in South Korea, let's get that straight, what age did you start school?
School 7 year, yeah,
about seven.
Oh, about 7 year, yeah.
Yeah, and then you said middle school. So what year does middle school start?
So year 7 to 9 is middle school.
Yeah.
Year 10 to 12 is high school.
Right.
Year 1 to 6 is primary school. Yes.
All right. A bit like the same out here.
Yeah, but there's when you like high school is from here. Like high school is from year 7 to 12.
Yeah, so you've got a middle school.
Middle school, yeah.
Yeah. When you did you find that when you and this might be an unfair question, do you find that the people at those schools that you came out of now it's a bit hard to explain this. What I'm trying to get at is a level of education about the times. So when you came out at year 12 out of in South Korea, would you be equivalent to a year 12 person out here?
Yes, I think so. Yes, I think so.
Right, it's no better, but no worse.
No better, no worse, yes. I'd say same.
Yeah, about the same.
Yeah.
And does everybody go to school?
Yep.
Right. Is it compulsory?
I think up to middle school is compulsory. High school, you can choose.
You can opt out.
Yeah.
Do you find that most go on to high school?
Or yeah, most of us.
It's not
yeah.
a big dropout rate.
No.
Are there any pardon me? Are there any universities in South Korea?
Yes, yes.
Are they?
Yeah.
So, are they like ours? Like cover a multitude of different courses? Like
yes,
plenty of different courses.
Yes.
So what? Why did you pick going to Malaysia instead of going to university in South Korea?
I wanted to be international, and there's one of my family friends living in Malaysia, and he suggested me study in Malaysia because there's some international college and sort of thing. Yeah.
Yep. So, all right. Now I'm going to get you to pronounce this one. It's by Jay Chow.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
Gawai Chichu.
And why'd you pick that one?
So this is the song that I first listened to in Malaysia, which is, this is my first Mandarin Chinese song that I listened to in Malaysia. And since I listened to this song, I got into Chinese music.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so this is one of the first songs that I...
Let's listen. Yeah. From the Star Mail, and of course you can hear him tonight between 4:45 and 5 o'clock with his report, what's going on and bits and pieces. A fascinating show, and it's on every Wednesday night between 4:45 and 5 o'clock, straight after the Oz Indie Show with Greg. Now, we were talking, you made a mention a little while ago about speaking English. What percentage of South Korea speak English?
Oh, speak English.
Many or heaps?
Nowadays, it's a lot bigger. Yep. But, yeah, so... many of South Koreans...
About half, or is that too many?
But how good... I mean, they could speak a very basic conversation, yep. But it's... very hard to say.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, what other languages are spoken in South Korea?
Oh, just Korean. Just one language.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've also got some Chinese living there too, haven't you? So, do they still speak in Chinese, or do they speak in
maybe if in No, the Chinese people in Korea, maybe among themselves, they speak, they might speak Chinese, but yep. in they have to speak Korean to live in Korea.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Without that. All right, so so what sort of factories do you have in South Korea?
Factories?
Yeah.
Like car, Hyundai, yeah. Kia,
yep.
and then Samsung factory, it's also smartphones,
yeah.
those of, yeah, and what kind of other factories do we have?
Do you produce any clothing or anything like so that?
Clothing, there should be some, yeah, there should be some clothing factories for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so we just want to talk a little bit about South Korea so yep. we get an understanding.
Yep.
So do you have plazas like when you go down to Chernside Park and that, where you've got all the shops in big plazas, or do you only have small shops together?
I would say we more have small shops together,
yep.
but there's some like big... What's the word?
Yeah, plazas.
Plazas, yes. There's.
So yeah. I just want to get some sort of idea. So something like the main street of Hillsville, would that be what you'd normally have in South Korea, or is that too big?
Oh, it's too small.
Too small?
Yeah, too small, yes.
You'd have a lot, say double.
It's more like CBD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, more like CBD. Even the place where I live, it's not the capital city, but
yeah.
we are more like CBD.
So how far out of... the city is the place you live?
So from my place to yep. the capital city is just yep. like 30 minutes driving.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like from Yarra Valley to CBD, yep. something like that, yeah.
Over in South Korea, do people buy their own homes or who owns the homes?
Oh, yeah, people buy own homes.
Can they?
Yeah.
Are they expensive like here?
Compared? Like, I think, yeah, more expensive than here.
Yeah, because wages would be lower there too, wouldn't
they? Wages a little bit lower,
yep.
but the cost of living the is, I think, same or a little bit lower, but right. some products is a bit
high. Because you don't grow a lot of your own food in that over
No, not really.
Yeah, so really a lot of the stuff has to be imported into the country.
Yes, like meat, the vegetables, yeah, yep. it's more... expensive than here.
Yeah, because you've got to have it brought in.
Yeah.
All right. So now you've got Sire with titanium. Why'd you pick that one?
So, along with the first song that we played,
yep.
this is another song that I listen to when I feel I'm weak.
Right.
Yeah. This gives me more like energy. Yeah. Like so, when I prior to do something big thing, yep. major thing for yep. my life,
yep.
I always listen to this song or the first song that we played.
All right, let's listen.
He shouted out, I can't hear what you say. You're talking loud, I'm saying. Criticized all your burdens we're gushing. You shoot me down, but I get up. Oh, but I pull us into loose. Fire away, fire away. Ricochet, you take your. Oh, no, so is your voice. sticks and stones may break my bones. You shoot me down, but I get up.
I'm talking to Andrew from the Star Mail, and we're fast starting to run out of time. Andrew, when you go back, and you're going back, I think you said October, November, when you get off the plane, what's going to be your original... Like, you won't have a job when you go back, will you? And do you really not want a job? You want to start your own little business?
Pardon, what was the... Sorry, what was...
So when you go back,
yeah.
You won't be going back to a job, will you?
No.
Yeah, and so you want to start your own little business?
No. I will look for a job, so I'm not going to start my business.
Right.
But, like, yeah.
So how easy will it be to get a job over in South Korea?
I don't know. I have to look for on the website, like, yeah.
Yeah. So we've talked a little bit about the TV and bits and pieces. How good is the internet and that in some of those countries?
Internet?
Yeah, the internet.
I think South Korea has got the fastest and the internet and Wi-Fi system in the world. So even when you're on public bus, you can you can connect with Wi-Fi. There should be some free Wi-Fi on public transport. So you can, like, wherever you go, like even a cafe, there should be Wi-Fi that is available for their customers. So... Even restaurants, so it's very common.
So a lot of people have iPhones and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I'll just take the next song because we're fast running out of time. Waiting. Why'd you pick that one?
Oh, almost this.
The next song.
Waiting. So this song is sung by my favorite singer, Korean singer.
Yep.
And her name is Yunha.
Yep.
And she's the person who got me into the radio. So she used to be... run a radio show.
Yep.
And I used to listen to it a lot.
Yep.
So she made me get into radio.
All right. I'll ask you one more quick question before we go.
Yeah.
What made you get involved with radio here, with Yarra Valley FM? Was it something you've always wanted to do?
I always wanted to be on radio.
Yep.
But I got an idea when I interviewed the students, St. Bridget Primary School students, when they did their show here.
Yep.
And then I came up with an idea because even grade 6 students can do it. Then why can I not do it? So
sounds good. Yep. So 4:45 tonight.
Yep.
나 그댈 사랑하게 된 거죠 어떻게 이렇게 아플 수 있죠 한 번 누구도 이처럼 원한 적 없죠 그립다고 천 번쯤 말해보면 다을까요 울어보고 뗐으면 그댄 내 맘 알까요 볼까요? 서운한 일들만 손꼽을까요? 이미 사랑은 너무 커져 있는데 그댄 내가 아니니 내 맘 같을 수 없겠죠 그래요 내가 더 많이 좋아한 거죠
From the Star Mail. Andrew, when you go back to South Korea later this year, how long do you intend to stay in South Korea?
I am planning to stay there for like 1 or 2 years.
And then where do you want to go?
I want to go to the United States
right.
to study master.
Yep. In journalism?
In business. I want to study something different.
So where do you think, and it's probably pretty hard to ask you that, which part of the world do you eventually want to settle?
Settle in South Korea.
Do you? You want to go back and eventually probably have a family and maybe that.
Yeah.
So you would like to say there, once you've done this bit of a hop around America, you'd like to settle down.
Yes. So I've experienced and I've seen firsthand all the good things and bad things in different countries. Or good systems, bad systems. So I want to change bad systems into good systems, and I want to make it apply it in South Korea.
South Korea.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've come out of South Korea, obviously, and that's where you see the whole of your future, and you'd like to sort of see the rest of your life out there.
Yeah.
That's terrific. So, after America, before you settle in South Korea, do you have anywhere else where you'd like to visit as well?
Maybe China, if possible.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm currently learning Mandarin Chinese language.
Yep.
And yes, I want to, if I can stay there 1 or 2 years and then get some experience there, it will be wonderful.
Jeez, you're really getting around.
Yeah.
Look, Andrew, it's terrific to have spoken to you. I mean, a lot of people that are listening now will have read a lot of your stories in the Star Mail, and some of them will be listening to you tonight between 4:45 and 5:00 on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. So it's great to put the person that we now know quite a bit about you. So I thank you for your time and thank you for coming in and talking to us today.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
Not a problem. And I certainly hope that whatever you do, when you eventually settle down somewhere or back in South Korea, I hope that the future holds just exactly what you want to. It sounds like a fairly free place, South Korea, that you can just do what you want to do.
It's
not like some of the other countries where you've got to be very careful where mm-hmm. you go, what you say.
Yeah, South Korea is a very democratic country, so we have freedom.
Yep. Yep.
Even political leaders do something wrong, we can change them.
Terrific. I've got to go. The news is there, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, Andrew.
Thanks for having me. It was a very great opportunity.
Thanks.